Now, 50 years ago, Halas and Batchelor created the first British feature film, a cartoon version of George Orwell's Animal Farm. Well, to celebrate this anniversary, Phil Jupiters has been meeting some of the titans of the business to find out what makes British animators tick.
The first thing that draws your eyes, of course, there's a Wallace and Gromit here, right in the middle of the table. Just in front of them, an incredibly dirty-looking sheep. And then, moving round, there's, as you would expect, in a place like Arvin's, there is a cow on a motorcycle being chased by a pig on a motorcycle. And then, if I look around, yeah, there's a morph. There's actually a morph.
Lie back and think of British animation, and it's probably Aardman that first comes to mind. But before Creature Comforts, Wallace and Gromit, Chicken Run and the rest, there was Devious Little Morph. He first climbed out of Tony Hart's art box on children's television nearly three decades ago, and although made of plasticine, Morph was definitely alive. His parents were Aardman's founders, Dave Sproxton and Peter Lord.
The first thing we started out doing was drawn animation, and it seemed very, very hard work, I mean difficult, and so we kind of migrated into three dimensions. But because we had no technical knowledge, we worked with plasticine because we couldn't make the puppets. Plasticine was actually the easiest and, by God, the cheapest option, because it just cost, you know, 50 pence for a packet of plasticine, and then, you know, turned into a career.
Animators are both artists and tinkerers, and whether they're working in 3D stop frame like Aardman, or conventional 2D drawings like Danger Mouse or Rhubarb and Custard, it's their patience and creativity which sticks in the mind. I certainly love what they do, and so would it seem does the rest of the world.
4 weeks after I'd been there, I got a phone call from the receptionist. And the receptionist said, I've got Steven Spielberg in reception. And I thought they were taking the piss, because they take the piss a lot. You know, they knew I was a new boy.
Yeah.
And it was them, and they were very direct. And they said, look, we have a picture we'd like to talk to you about. We've looked at every reel from every company throughout the world. We think yours is the one that's most appropriate. We've got a film called Roger Rabbit. We'd like you guys to do it.
An extraordinary tale there from Andrew Ruman from his rookie days as a producer with Roger Rabbit's chief animator, Dick Williams. Dick is a Canadian, though he's been living here many years. In fact, and this is one of the many surprises about British animation, overseas personnel have always played a major part in the craft. Terry Gilliam hails from America. George Dunning, who was behind Yellow Submarine, is Canadian, while the man responsible for our very first feature-length film, Animal Farm in 1954, was Hungarian.
Segment 1.
Now, 50 years ago, Halas and Batchelor created the first British feature film, a cartoon version of George Orwell's Animal Farm. Well, to celebrate this anniversary, Phil Jupiters has been meeting some of the titans of the business to find out what makes British animators tick.
The first thing that draws your eyes, of course, there's a Wallace and Gromit here, right in the middle of the table. Just in front of them, an incredibly dirty-looking sheep. And then, moving round, there's, as you would expect, in a place like Arvin's, there is a cow on a motorcycle being chased by a pig on a motorcycle. And then, if I look around, yeah, there's a morph. There's actually a morph.
Segment 2.
Lie back and think of British animation, and it's probably Aardman that first comes to mind. But before Creature Comforts, Wallace and Gromit, Chicken Run and the rest, there was Devious Little Morph. He first climbed out of Tony Hart's art box on children's television nearly three decades ago, and although made of plasticine, Morph was definitely alive. His parents were Aardman's founders, Dave Sproxton and Peter Lord.
The first thing we started out doing was drawn animation, and it seemed very, very hard work, I mean difficult. And so we kind of migrated into three dimensions. But because we had no technical knowledge, we worked with plasticine because we couldn't make the puppets.
Segment 3.
Plasticine was actually the easiest And I got the cheapest option because it just cost, you know, 50 pence for a packet of plasticine. And then, you know, turned into a career.
Animators are both artists and tinkerers. And whether they're working in 3D stop frame like Aardman or conventional 2D drawings like Danger Mouse or Rhubarb and Custard, it's their patience and creativity which sticks in the mind. I certainly love what they do. And so would it seem does the rest of the world.
4 weeks after I'd been there, I got a phone call from the receptionist. And the receptionist said, I've got Steven Spielberg in reception. And I thought they were taking the piss, because they take the piss a lot. You know, they knew I was a new boy.
Yeah.
And it was them, and they were very direct. And they said, look, we have a picture we'd like to talk to you about. We've looked at every reel from every company throughout the world. We think yours is the one that's most appropriate. We've got a film called Roger Rabbit. We'd like you guys to do it.
Segment 4.
An extraordinary tale there from Andrew Ruman from his rookie days as a producer with Roger Rabbit's chief animator, Dick Williams. Dick is a Canadian, though he's been living here many years. In fact, and this is one of the many surprises about British animation, overseas personnel have always played a major part in the craft. Terry Gilliam hails from America. George Dunning, who was behind Yellow Submarine, is Canadian, while the man responsible for our very first feature-length film, Animal Farm in 1954, was Hungarian.